USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama revealed that he's tested positive for COVID-19 and has had a scratchy throat for a couple of days. First Lady Michelle Obama tested negative. Ukrainian President Zelensky warns it's only a matter of time before Russian missiles strike a NATO country, amid reports that Russia's invading forces have escalated airstrikes over western Ukraine. A military base roughly 10 miles from the Poland border was struck by multiple missiles over the weekend, killing nearly three dozen souls and wounding an estimated 134. President Zelensky, in a recorded message, explains Russia's goal for its former Soviet bloc lands.
The invaders in the Kherson region are trying to repeat the notorious experience of the formation of pseudo-republics. Blackmail local leaders, put pressure on deputies, look for someone to bribe.
USA Radio News.
Let's see, something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mainland China is facing its worst COVID-19 outbreak since the height of the pandemic in 2020, forcing another lockdown. Shenzhen, the biggest city in the manufacturing hub, told all businesses not involved with essential public services to suspend production or have employees work from home starting today. The city, sometimes called China's Silicon Valley, has shut down public transportation and began a third citywide round of testing. William Hurt, an Oscar-winning actor with a long tenure since 1980, has died. His son Will made the announcement saying, on March 13, 2022, 1 week before his 72nd birthday, his father had died.
Do you really think that eating this avocado will make you spoiled and weak? Enjoy what life offers you.
Most reports are saying William Hurt died of natural causes. Many people around the world watched a safe flyby of Earth by a bus-sized asteroid on Sunday. The Virtual Telescope Project live-streamed asteroid 2022 ES3, which passed by our planet just slightly within the orbit of the Moon. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Trump made his way to Palmetto State Saturday night to speak at a rally in Florence, South Carolina.
Under Joe Biden, America is neither feared nor respected. There has never been a time where our country has been treated the way it is right now. Other countries are lecturing us and telling us what to do. And that's why we are seeing chaos and mayhem and bloodshed all over the world. Never been a time like it. Meanwhile, you have warmongers like this crazy Liz Cheney. She's a nut job. And Adam Kinzinger, you ever see him? He gets on television, he cries all the time. He starts crying, I don't know. Governor, is that an actor? Is he serious? He's crying all the time. We call him crying, Adam Kinzinger. And the other neocons who have never found a war that they did not want. And by the way, we got everything we wanted. We didn't have to go to war. They don't mind our soldiers and other people and other soldiers from other countries dying. They don't think about that. In the name of democracy, they destroyed Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Afghanistan. I brought our soldiers back home, leaving a trail of devastation and suffering. Rarely has the world seen anything like it.
American journalist Brent Renaud was shot and killed by Russian forces in the town of Irpin in Ukraine's Kyiv region, and another journalist was wounded this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.